You know, over the years, many people have told me that time passes more quickly as you get older. And I always laughed. Said everybody's got the same 24 hours in a day. Everybody's got the same 7 days in a week. We've all got 365 days in a year. How can it pass any faster? And I don't know if it's true for everybody, but from where I sit, I think they're right. I just cannot believe 2012 is gone. It's over. Man, it's been an eventful year, just in news-wise. I mean, the presidential race occupied our attention for most of the year. The London Olympics, if you were a sports fan at all, we were horrified by the shootings at Aurora and Newtown. And just last night, they saved us from the fiscal cliff. What happened in your life in 2012? Did you welcome a child into your life like we did? He's in the back row. It's a wonderful thought. Did you get a new job? Change careers? Retire? As some did? Perhaps you lost someone you loved. Change. It's tough. Most of us don't like change very well. But I love the way Paul closes the book of Philippians. And I'd like you to turn with me to the 4th chapter, verses 21 and 23. Paul says, "Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household." Now listen close. "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." Isn't that a wonderful thought? As we close out our minds on 2012, because you know something? In the 1,950-some years since Paul wrote this letter in a Roman jail, the world's changed in many, many ways. Many ways. Nations have risen and fallen. Wars have been fought and won and lost. Millions, billions have lived and died. But in so many ways, things are exactly the same as they were then. We look at a world that's not too different from the one that Paul saw from his prison window. People are laughing and crying and dreaming and living and dying just like they were then. And what the world needs now, what we need now, is the same thing they needed then. And that's the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in our spirit. We need to think about. We live in a fallen world, and we're a fallen people. We need to know and understand that the hope that Paul extended to the church at Philippi is the same hope that God extends to us today. He offers us hope through his grace. And that's how Paul finished that letter. Pretty good way to end the year. "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." But you know something? There's something neat about new. Got new monitors for my office. That's neat. The smell of a new car, the look, the feel of a new gadget, the cuteness of a new puppy, the sweetness of a new baby. Many of us get excited about a new year. There's optimism in the air. We think in our heads, "Yep, I messed up last year, but this year's going to be different. I'm going to do right." Beautiful new slate. Clean start. Fresh beginning. New me for the new year. Now, God likes new things too. Did you know that? Something that Paul celebrates in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and verse number 17. He said, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old's passed away. Behold, the new has come." God gives newness. Now, it's not tied to a calendar. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's January or whether it's December or if it's June. Nothing to do in that to do with weight loss or gym memberships or crash diets or any of these other quickly made and easily forgotten resolutions that we have. Is there anybody that can come up with the list of resolutions that you made for last year? We forget them. They're just gone. But Jesus brings newness in Christ. In fact, he recreates us in Christ. And that's incredible. All of our sins, gone. Isn't that an amazing thought? All of our sins, gone. The guilt, the hopelessness, the living only for ourselves, it's a thing of the past. We're new creatures. God gives us a new identity, a new hope, a new outlook, and a new future. Maybe that's just what you need tonight. It's January 2nd, new year. Maybe you got sidetracked last year. It's easy to do. got your priorities out of whack.
It's easy to do.
Maybe we even became a little self-serving, ready to forgive ourselves before we really repent. Now's a good time to change that. God's not bound by calendars, as I said. But there's no better time than today to ask God to give you a fresh start. Maybe you obeyed the gospel long ago. That I think everybody in here has. But today, I'm here to tell you, you need more than anything else for Him to be the Lord and Savior once again in your life. And all we have to do is ask, just like we saw in our Bible class. Peter, when confronted with a sinful Christian, said, repent and pray. Repent and pray. And you know what happens? He makes you new again. Completely new. Beautifully new. In Christ, the new has come. Do you need to be made new tonight? He stands ready. And we certainly stand ready to pray with you as Peter did with Simon. Please, won't you give us that opportunity if you have the need, while we stand and while we sing.